The goal of this article is to help you find the couples therapist that's right for you. Helping couples is something I'm extremely passionate about for both professional and personal reasons. And because of that, I wanted to get this information out on a couple of different platforms. So you can listen to the recording or you can read the article. Let me start by introducing myself. My name is Stacey Lee and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. And I'm also the clinical director of the Couples Institute Counseling Services. The other thing I want you to know about me is that I've been where many of you are. I have felt the pain of helplessly watching as my relationship was falling apart, feeling like enemies with the person I was meant to feel safe and connected to, feeling lost on how to make any of it better, desperate and hopeless. Here's a little of my story. My husband and I have been married for 15 years and we have two amazing kids. Yet 10 years ago, if you would have said, "Hey, you think you're going to make it to your 15th wedding anniversary?" I would have shook my head with either tears or anger. You see, 2 years into our marriage, we got stuck in a number of negative and extremely painful patterns. I wasn't yet a therapist, but I was in my master's program, and I felt very ashamed that I was having these issues in my relationship. I kept thinking, gosh, I'm learning how to help others. Shouldn't I have all of the answers for myself? I felt embarrassed, and it was really hard to open up to people. When I did, my well-intentioned audience would have my back. But this meant pointing out why my husband was all to blame. Their quote-unquote support only created more landmines on the path to reconciliation. But I was willing to fight to save our marriage. So over the next few years, we tried many different therapists, and we even had little progress, but nothing really changed. After our son was born, we hit a wall, and we separated. We had fought for so long and there was so much pain that nothing was working. So we started thinking, you know what, maybe we're just broken. Maybe we're not a good fit together. At this time, I had started working at the Couples Institute and interning under Dr. Ellen Bader. And as embarrassed as I was to be a couples therapist failing in my own marriage, I shared with her what was going on. She connected us to a therapist who truly specialized in couples. Honestly, at this point, I wasn't too sure we could come back from the abyss we had created. But I knew I didn't want to let go until we had tried everything. And this felt like our last shot. And that is when something truly amazing happened. My husband and I started going to therapy again. And right from the beginning, we could tell there was a huge difference. Our therapist was empathetic and strong, letting us share our story, but also confidently directing the session. She helped us get a real look at our own contributions to the problem and the patterns we had that were keeping us stuck. Our therapist helped us stop pointing fingers at the other and start taking responsibility for ourselves. With amazing help and a lot of work, we did not save our marriage. What we created was so much better than just a salvaged relationship. We created something fresh and healthy and more loving than I ever thought possible. After this turning point, we thrived, even during really difficult times. During pregnancy loss, fertility treatments, career changes, health scares, loss of family members, we weathered these things together, imperfectly, but together. And that was huge for us. We went on to have a beautiful daughter, and every time I look at her, I can't help but think she wouldn't be here. My son wouldn't have the joy of a sibling, and honestly, I wouldn't be the person I am if we hadn't worked with a truly skilled couples therapist. Now, by no means am I saying that my husband and I don't annoy each other, fight, or make mistakes, because we absolutely do. What I am saying is that through getting specialized couples therapy, we learned how to stop those painful patterns before they tear us apart, how to accept and value our differences, and how to repair things quickly when we inevitably mess up. I learned not only how to become a better partner, but how to be a better therapist. It also stoked my passion for helping other couples find the same quality of care we found. I want to help you and keep you from wasting years and dollars on therapists who have good intentions, but who don't really know how to work with couples. I want every couple to have the best tools to fight for their relationship and to make clear decisions, not reactive ones. Now that I've shared a small bit of my journey, let me go over four common places where people get stuck when choosing a couples therapist. Number one, what style or approach is right for us? So there are many different therapy approaches out there. What you want to look for is a dynamic therapist who isn't trying to fit your unique situation into one static approach. The theories and approaches we study as therapists should be foundations, but a skilled therapist will be able to pull from a wide variety. And although the therapists here at the Couples Institute Counseling Services have the foundation of the developmental model, we also pull from a number of different approaches. We don't believe there's a one style fits all. So our therapists work to tailor their sessions to what the client's needs are and bring in their own specialized skills. Number two, how much money should I spend? Most people want to save money and we want to feel like we're getting a good deal. But the old adage here is true. You get what you pay for. Think of your relationship as an investment. If you put your money into the right investment, it yields a greater return. Therapy is the same way. You invest your money into a highly skilled therapist, the hourly rate will be more, but so will the return on your investment. Just like any specialist, true couples therapy specialists will be more expensive. The balance is weighing the cost with the expertise. If you find a skilled couples therapist, ask yourself, are they reassuringly expensive? What I mean by this is, do they have the education, experience, training, and skills to back up their fee? If so, it's likely they're the best at what they do. And what you want to think about is you may even save money in the long run, because working with someone skilled can often mean fewer sessions. Number three, where do I find the time? Life is busy. Work, commuting, kids, school, family obligations, the list goes on and on. There is never a good time to be in relationship distress. But equally true, the longer you let a problem go on, the longer it will take to repair. What may take a few months now could take a few years later. Think of it like taking care of a car. If you don't do the routine maintenance, then it creates bigger, more expensive problems. But if you ignore those engine lights that signal issues, then something can be damaged and it might even be unfixable. It is important to ask yourself, can you afford not spending the time to get the help? Think about, if you stay on the same path, what damage will be done? What will my relationship look like in 3, 6, 9 months from now? Therapy is a time commitment, but it is worth it if you find a skilled therapist. Last, number four, how will I open up to a stranger? Opening up can be hard. Sharing your innermost thoughts and feelings can feel very scary. There's concerns about being judged and blamed or attacked. And although part of therapy and all growth is dealing with some difficult issues and facing painful emotions, one thing you want to look for is a therapist who helps you feel safe and comfortable. This doesn't mean the skilled therapist isn't going to call you out on that problematic behavior. They absolutely will. But they'll do it to help you move out of painful, ineffective patterns with care and compassion. Expert couples therapists create safe environments to share while also calling you out on the behavior they see that isn't working. When you find this type of therapist, you will feel their experience, education, and training in the skillful way they navigate these sessions. Those therapists continue to train in the field that they love, and you reap the benefits. This commitment to their own professional and personal growth often helps clients feel safer exploring even the most vulnerable of issues. So here's the bottom line. Get the right help before the damage is unfixable. Find the right help that fits for you and make the right investment to get the best return. At the Couples Institute Counseling Services, we are passionate about addressing the challenges with our clients and continuously growing in our skills. We deeply care about the services we offer because, like me, all of our therapists here strive to practice what we teach and uphold a commitment to professional excellence. We use the power of healing from our own painful experiences in the skills we teach our clients. If you are interested in learning more about our services, or you'd like a free 20-minute phone consultation with one of our therapists, please fill out the form online or contact us directly by calling 650-289-8603. My marriage is proof that with the right help and effort, amazing things can happen. So reach out to us. We can help.